Chapter 4. Guest Book Quilt. Prepare or purchase 4-inch quilt squares and place on the wedding reception entry table. Invite each guest to share their love by signing a quilt square with a permanent fabric marker. Construct a quilt from the signed quilt squares and present it to the married couple as a special guest book that will be both useful and memorable. Courtesy of www.mashedpotatoesandcrafts.com. "Ready to go home and veg?" I asked Lorea. The hands of the mantle clock were nearing the 5. "We've worked too hard today." Lorea pulled her bottom lip through her teeth. "With Sylvia's new order for another bridesmaid's dress, I won't have time to finish this hem for Natalie, and I'd really like to get it done by next week. I can help. Why don't I take it home and start undoing it for you?"
"Would you?"
"Sure. My hot date isn't until tomorrow, remember?"
"That's true," Lorea smirked. Then she reminded me how to handle the gown and the best method to take out the blind hem. "And no chocolate. Don't let this gown get near your stash."
"Yes, sir," I saluted.
"See you in the morning, boss."
The lights hummed for a moment after I turned them off, and I hurried out to the parking lot behind Lorea. It took me less than 10 minutes to drive home and kick off my black leather sandals. I didn't run in the evenings very often, but I definitely needed an endorphin high after the barely contained dress disaster. I ate a light dinner of broiled salmon, broccoli, and rice, and gave myself a few minutes to decompress. 30 minutes later, I laced up my neon green running shoes and forced myself out the door. For the past year, I'd been the one-date wonder, never getting close enough to open up my heart and spill my painful secrets. I gave myself a mental pat on the back for agreeing to go on a second date with Dallas, while at the same time wishing it wasn't so hard. My natural, fun-loving nature had been obscured by the tragedy in California. All that was behind me now. My wedding planning skills meshed with my thriving craft business. Fate had frowned on me last year, but she must have been smiling when she nudged me toward Sun Valley. The brisk mountain air raised goosebumps on my skin, and I shivered.